This is Luke Johnson, the author of some fine books by Wizards of the Coast, White Wolf, Goodman Games, and such, and this is Gamer's Haven, baby!
Dungeons & Dragons, The Lost Tales of Ashira, a campaign for D&D 3.5.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Get the newest releases at RPG Now. Only at RPG Now can you get the absolute latest and best releases from fantastic publishers like Fat Dragon Games, Green Ronin Publishing, and Wizards of the Coast. There are new products every single day. Come to RPGNow.com and get them the instant they're available.
Gamer's Haven and the Vorpal Network, in association with Pinnacle Entertainment Group, present. A Thousand Monkeys Production.
Deadlands. Enough room to die.
An actual play recording of Deadlands Reloaded. Available for download at www.CanadianCrusaders.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Go for it.
When we last left off with our trepid adventurers, aside from the fact that I now sound like I have a fucking cold, pardon my language.
These go out unedited.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not editing 3 or 4 hours of audio. It's not going to happen.
Good God, no. That would be just horrifying. Our adventurers were heading north to go talk to Chimera, because they had a crystal which had a really bad demon in it.
Yes. And no one would take from us. Like, no, I'm not touching that.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to worry about this.
Fascinating, I'm not going to buy that.
Yeah, people weren't stupid. Can't leave anything on the floor in this house. But anyways.
Or the Hellcats run off with it.
So, you guys boarded the boat after paying the fee, which I'm sure was nice and wonderful expensive, 45 gold a pop.
Or something.
It was 45 gold a piece.
Sure.
That's what it said on the feed, I think.
Okay.
But anyways, you guys get on the boat, and the first thing that happens is... What's her name? Tika.
I'm accidentally, taking something into people's purses.
Tika immediately starts to get seasick and ends up under deck with a green tinge to her skin, where she shall stay for the rest of this.
And they nail the door shut behind her.
No.
She goes down and claims the bowels of the ship as her own.
No, she goes down into one of the personal cabins and proceeds to lie down and pray to God that she doesn't die from motion sickness. Does anybody want to let him out so he just shuts up?
Ah.
He's so loud he actually overpowers people's voices on the recorder.
Probably shouldn't leave him out there too long.
95 degrees, I know. Anyways. So she's under deck. You guys start the wonderful, arduous 30-day journey up the river. The reason why it's going to take so long to travel the distance is because you guys are going against current.
Is he what in?
No, he just knocked something over.
Can't take my cat anywhere. Just lock him in the basement. Ugh.
He might burrow out.
Or open one of the windows down there and rip the screen out. I don't know.
He'll find a way out. It's Boris.
Yes.
We hear a tink, tink, tink sound, and suddenly, you know, hole come open in the carpet and it'll just sort of pour out.
Yeah. Meowing the theme to The Great Escape. Meow. But anyways, first day passes uneventfully. It's hot. Hotter than you guys are used to as you guys travel north.
So it's like it is outside.
Pretty much.
What is this weather right now?
Yeah, 95 degrees, 108 with the heat index or whatever.
We left our home and landed in Kansas. We must stop evolving immediately.
Yeah.
Won't be tolerated.
Uh-oh. But the flying spaghetti monster will be.
That's true.
Spaghetti.
Anyways. So, the first day passes with no interesting things happening. And the boat continues to proceed up the river. After about 2 weeks of traveling, you guys are about ready to crawl off the boat and drown because there's nothing to do, period. 12 hours a day, you get up, sit around and wait, pretty much. Feed the horses, you know, do little planks.
And even Ingram can only get in so much trouble on the boat.
Yeah, you've been slapped by every single woman on the boat that is not your traveling companions because they ignore the hell out of you anyway.
They're used to it.
Yeah. The rest of the women are not.
No.
So he's like, one of his eyes is swollen shut, and he's got like a permanent handprint on the right side of his face.
I keep asking him to try to start the left side of the face just to give it some symmetry. Then they just slap me again.
On the same spot. So, 2 weeks into the journey, you're almost halfway there, you guys actually do manage to finally make it to a port of call in a small town off the river. And you guys have, you know, the boat will wait 3 days here before moving further up the river. So you guys
Fabulous.
Have 3 days to...
Plenty of time to get drunk and have a party.
Tiga says, I think I'm just going to stay on the boat because I don't want to restart the whole seasickness thing again. Through the muffled through the door. So...
A fine decision, you will be missed.
Since we'll probably never ever see her again. Oh well, that's the way the cookie crumbles. So you guys land in Port of Call. We'll call it Port of Filth. I don't know. Don't have a name for this little town.
Boston.
Smith.
Smith?
Port Smith.
Port Smith. Okay, we'll go with Ethan's Port Smith. So,
not important to this film.
Yeah. It's just a quick pit stop. So, there is a whole whopping one inn/tavern/bar in the whole town.
I'm sure it's better than nothing. It better than being on the boat.
You say that now.
Watch. I will be proved wrong. As I usually am.
No. The inn is much nicer than the boat. Because the boat, you guys have cots. Here you have real beds.
Woohoo!
Feather down beds.
So we'll be able to sleep
here. That's the innkeeper for 3 rooms. For 3 days. And how much that will cost.
Breaks out in the lab, because... 93 gold.
I pay the man.
Just takes the money. Gives you three keys. Says, rooms 204, 205, and 206. Enjoy!
I'll stay in the middle. I'll stay in 206.
Well, Ingram, I guess that leaves you room 204.
Fabulous! That's my lucky number.
Thank you for the room. Yes, thank you.
I don't know, anything for a lady? Yes, room is that way. I smell alcohol that way.
Yeah, several of the sailors are already drinking and getting drunk.
I Fabulous. Fabulous idea. I'm also hungry and want something that's not hardtack.
Mm-hmm. Each plate of food is 10 gold a plate.
Oh, fabulous. Let's eat. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on.
A lot of
let's go. Let's eat. Come on.
For a lot of money.
No. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
I'll buy the first round of drinks if you buy the food.
Fine.
Who are you all buying drinks for? Just the three of you?
Yes.
21 gold.
All together?
Yeah, total.
Okay.
For each one of the drinks. Or total for the whole
drinks
three
drinks.
Drinks
are cheaper. We should just drink.
7 gold a drink is not much cheaper than...
Now, as much as I'd like to drink my dinner, and breakfast, and lunch,
Guinness?
Usually it's not recommended. So...
Are there any biscuits left?
No. How many did you eat?
Four.
Okay. Where is my money?
Eight in the package.
There are croissants that I didn't
make. I need to make some.
But
I'm getting hungry.
I don't think I can eat them.
Sorry.
What?
I unfortunately am getting hungry, so.
It's not that I'm not hungry. I just don't think I
can. Sorry. But you guys get food and drink.
Yes.
And well, they got food and drink for you too.
I know. Thank you. Both
of you. No problem.
Your deeds will not go unnoticed by me.
Well, you did pay their passage on the ship, so.
Did I?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Then. I figured it's the least I can do.
Yes, I just listened to the end of the podcast, and you're like, I will pay for the ship, but you guys have to pay for the food for your horses.
Okay.
And that's what you said.
Okay. I believe you. That's a.
I just keep putting my arm over the back, and I keep feeling your keychain, and I'm like...
Fondling her wallet.
Yes, that too. I do that to everybody.
Ew.
Sometimes with their pants on.
I don't want to know what it is the other times.
Put it over here.
I still might fondle it over there. Let's get up in the middle of the game. Come back over. And can then continue where I was just left off.
You have full permission that if he does that, you can smack the ever-loving shit out of him.
I know.
There is a hammer over there.
Ooh.
Yeah, we have weapons too, so.
That might slow me down.
A little bit.
Nothing important up here, so. Alrighty.
Swing low.
That's okay, they're not getting used anyway. Moving on.
Let's move on.
Our listeners are just transfixed by this conversation.
No, I think we should continue this conversation. And horrify everybody. Oh, I just got a red flag. Suddenly it's like soccer. I didn't even get a yellow warning. I just got a red. You're out!
Red card. Alrighty.
So you guys eat and drink.
Eat, drink, mingle, etc.
Yeah, the female sailors are a little bit more open to carousing now that they've been drinking. Good luck.
I'm not such a bad guy when they're drunk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, beer.
But I also won't take advantage. I am a gentleman.
So they have to.
Plus, they'll kill me if I do anything.
I'll just leave you there.
No, Becker will kill him. She's the fighter. Guys are...
Me, of course it's bad.
Guys are drinking away to the night, having a wonderful time, getting rip-roariously drunk. And as the night wears on, I'm pretty sure you guys finally try to stagger towards your rooms.
Yes.
And sleep till noon.
Escort you ladies up to your rooms, and then
I have to be up.
No? Does anybody here have spells?
Huh? Do I have to be able to... I'm not a cleric, I'm just a paladin.
Oh. You don't have spells yet, so you don't
have spells until
fifth level. You're only third.
Should I'm two?
You should be third. Did you not upgrade your
experience? 1575 out of 3,000.
And you should have 3,000.
I have 3575 written next
to
it.
Yeah, because you guys got like 2,000 experience points for the last game.
Still. Wait, skills already updated on Ethan's computer.
Just go ahead and turn it back off again on the, did you update your hit points?
Yes, I did. So it looks like I am updated on your computer.
I see how it is.
Yeah, I know. I used you.
You did use me.
I feel
so used.
Get used to it.
I'm so violated.
We were watching a TV show the other day.
About me being violated?
And the people in the movie theater were watching The Blob. It's like, yes. And then someone burned the building down and all the people in it, theater died.
Oh,
what the hell were you watching?
It was one of those investigative shows.
Good God.
Yeah. One of Mom's shows. She watches all the...
One of her stories.
Yes.
That's as bad as that comedian was talking about, how his wife watched all those shows that about things that really happened. It's like, the killer wore the women's ears around his on a string around his neck like a necklace. You're like, I don't want to know that.
I really liked that episode of Bones where they found the skeleton with bones from different people.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Although I really... They didn't end it, and I was upset.
Yeah, we updated you on here.
Can you link to Nathan's printer?
Already done.
Yep. Because we're awesome like that.
We are awesome like that. We are high tech.
This is the one in the basement.
Yes.
Okay, I'll go get it.
Printing now.
Thank you.
Doobie 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 doo. Right, for those of you who are wondering what the hell's going on, Becca has her character sheet is only set for second level. So we're actually going to go downstairs and print it off.
Just need to print it out.
Yep. What's that?
That is awesome.
What?
It just occurred to me what that was on your screen.
Oh, a Dalek with an iPod?
Yes.
A Dalek with an iPod!
It's a Dalek.
She's never seen Doctor Who.
Transformers, right. Doctor Who.
Yeah.
She's a woman. What do you expect? She's not a geek like us.
No, she's a geek. She just won't admit it.
She's not a geek.
I don't mind being a geek. I don't know enough to be a geek, though. I'm kind of in between lands here.
No, you're part of the cool crowd.
We must teach you.
We already know that.
Yes, young apprentice.
I'm trying to learn. I've now seen half of the Mystery Science Theater movie.
Yeah, it's probably more than me.
The Mystery Science Theater 3000 movie is of this planet Earth, which is not a bad sci-fi movie. So it's kind of weird to watch them making fun of it, because you're like, this is actually not a bad sci-fi movie. Why are they making fun of this? Why couldn't they have just used like one of those god-awful, horrible, terrible movies that they get all the time for the movie? I mean, you know, you watch it, you're like, what the hell?
Right to. What do you have here?
Yes. We are now up to date.
So we're all sleeping.
Not together.
No.
Damn.
You couldn't get that lucky.
Nope. I didn't get them that drunk. And I'm sure their response to me, there's not enough alcohol in the whole world.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Spleen. There's not enough alcohol in the world. There's not enough alcohol in the world, Spleen. I'm sorry. Come on, I'm not the only person that knows that.
I love that movie.
Well, I know what it is. There's not enough alcohol
in the world, Spleen. I'm sorry.
She is one of my favorite actresses.
Janine Garofalo?
Mm-hmm. Her and Sandra Bullock.
Holy shit! Apparently, I haven't cleaned my cache in a long time. 9,137.5 megabytes to be removed from my temporary files and stuff.
Jesus, nice.
That's like half my fucking hard drive. Let's clean that shit up. All right. Anyways, you guys go to bed.
And then we will cure this town of its woe.
With the door securely locked, by the way. Of course. We're staying in a strange town in a strange inn. Taking crush.
I need everybody to make listen checks.
Which one is it?
Listen?
One said listen. The one that says listen. 12.
16 from me.
18. 13. Wait, 19.
No, I add two, right?
Whatever that is, yes.
13.
Okay. You hear something scraping at your lock. You. You hear what sounds like someone doing something to your door. You don't hear anything. You're asleep.
I'm up with my weapon.
Oh.
Duff.
Sneaking towards the door.
Get the foil.
Unarmored. Okay.
Yes, no armor, just with my weapon.
You get up and get the door?
Uh-huh. I get up, pick up my foil, and go to the door. And I'm not trying to be quiet about it. Don't. And just open the door.
There's a guy with picks in hand looking up
at you. Kick it on the top of his head.
Roll a hit. You hear his door open.
Nat 20.
Oh, damn.
I swear, roll, open the door.
If you open the door and there's a guy sitting here like this, looking to his left.
I threaten him. Hold my weapon. What do I have?
20 points of damage.
Quack!
I have a long sword. I'm holding in his throat.
I don't believe I ordered room service. Look down the hall.
You see two more people picking locks.
Ruffians!
And one's got a sword to his throat. He hasn't realized it yet because he's looking at you, and the other one's just busy trying to pick the lock on her door. When you say ruffians, he, like, the picks go flying. He looks out in the hallway and pulls out this little short sword. And I need you to make a spot check.
You're fast asleep. Best sleep of my 15. Life.
Not high enough.
She's a drunk stupid.
What's your armor class?
Unarmored?
Yeah.
10.
Oh, yeah. I need you to make an opposed strength check for me, please.
Strength? I can do. If I could roll higher than that. But that's a 9.
Oh, yeah. You feel a hand clamp on the back of your neck. And you look to your right, because you were looking to their left. There's this big, huge, massive, burly guy with a mask on. You know, basically take Arnold Schwarzenegger trying to fit in thieves' clothing. And he's got you by the neck, and he's picking you up off the ground.
Oh, hello. All
right. The thief at your door, when he sees him, goes, huh, turns back and goes, oh. At this point, you hear something out in the hallway.
Okay.
You can make a luck check. 3 dice. 6. You didn't bring your dice?
No, I forgot them.
Yeah. 3 dice, 6. You want to roll 6s. If you get ones, they're down.
That's a 6.
Yeah, just got one up. Okay. Yeah, you hear something and it pulls you up out of your dream. There's something going on in the hallway. And it sounds like... crap, now I can't remember your character's name, Ethan.
Angrim.
It sounds like Ingram's yelling about something.
Ruffins.
Yeah.
I stumble through the door and I quietly peek out my
like,
door.
Like, oh, he's having another drunk dream.
You peek out the door. Okay. The thief at the door goes, whoa, backs up because the door just suddenly popped open, pulls out a sword and kicks the door.
Oh, God.
I need you to make a reflex save.
Which one is that? One's one here called reflex.
Yep.
This dice?
Yes, d20 and add whatever you have there. So you have to go through reflex.
Seven. So d20 plus 7.
So,
21. Okay. Yep, you jump back as he kicks the door open. He has a short sword ready, and he comes charging into the room. I need initiatives from everybody now.
Okay. What do I add? Anything?
Well, I'm looking for it. Well, it's on yours. It's on this initiative.
17.
Where is it on mine? Oh, there it is. 20.
Oh, I do have that. Okay. 23.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's gonna be a hot one there.
Okay. I opened the wrong sheet. God. I'm sorry, guys. Hang on one second. Excel really helps in keeping track of people's initiatives.
Oh,
what the?
Oh, in their podcast, I talked about scrutinize.
Okay, let's see. We have Ingram. What's your character's name? Lana?
Yes.
Anya. Yeah.
When she said Lana, I was thinking of Tala.
Thieves. All right. Ingram got a 23. Lana got a 17.
Yes.
Anya got a 21.
20.
My apologies. And the thieves...
Sure, I'll go on a 21.
Go on a 24. So the thieves act first. Ethan, I need another contested strength check.
I should have a ready to action, though, with my weapon just throughout.
15.
Much better that time. 17 plus 21. Yeah, you can't. You don't break the thief's grip, and he just takes you and just chucks you right over the railing.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. So you fall a good 10 feet. Do you have tumble?
Nope.
Okay. That's, what is it, a D6 per 10 feet for falling damage?
I believe so, yes.
Take 5 points of damage as you land chest first on one of the tables and shatter it.
Thanks.
And the wind's knocked out of you. The thief that's just barged his way into his room attempts to attack you. What's your armor class? You're not going to be wearing any armor because you were asleep. So look at your AC.
16.
Okay, that's with armor. Look at where it says unarmored. You'll have a little another little spot that says unarmored for your armor class. Just take 10 and add what your dex bonus is to it.
I don't think she's... Is she wearing armor?
She should be.
Oh, yeah. She's wearing plus 3, plus 1, so 12.
Her armor class is 12? Okay.
Because she's got a plus 4.
And he swings mightily, or actually attempts to stab you mightily with his short sword and misses horribly. Go on to Lana.
She was Lana.
I'm sorry. Go on to the thief on Anya. He attempts to grab you and grapple the sword out of your hands. I need you to need to know what your armor is for touch base AC, which is what you hit for a grapple, right?
Touch AC is 11.
Oh my god! Critical failure. Now get an attack of opportunity anyway, because he's attempting to grapple you and he doesn't have approved unarmed strike or
and
improved.
He pokes
grapple.
Himself in the eye.
Yeah.
Ha! Ah!
16.
Yeah, that'll hit him. Roll damage.
10.
Well, you strike him and he falls down, but he's probably because he fell over his own frickin' feet, he fell down. He doesn't look like he's dead, and he appears to be trying to get back up, but... All right, Angrim.
I will pick myself up off the floor. Now, he's up on a railing, and
he's up on the second floor.
And I will simply try to hurl a chair up at him basically taunt him to...
He's got partial cover.
That's fine.
Because of the railing, but yeah, go ahead.
That would be a 22.
Oh, yeah, that'll hit.
Just want to do a D6.
It's a chair?
The chair.
Yeah, it's D6. There's actually rules for throwing stuff.
Yeah, so that would be plus my strength modifier is 9 damage.
Wham! He pulls an arm up and hits the arm, shatters the chair, and he looks down at you.
And I go...
He reaches back on his back, pulls off a broadsword, and proceeds to leap over the railing, lands on a table, crushes the table, you know, dust, stuff, and proceeds to advance on you.
Excellent.
And that would be Angrim on 20. Anya.
I roll my d20.
You're Lana.
I'm on Anya. Oh.
You're Lana. Anya.
Awesome. What's the gentleman in front of me doing?
He's trying to get back up.
Is that thunder?
No.
What was your condition?
No, that was Boris doing something out in the garage.
Maybe you should go check. Somewhere. Or do you want me to go get him? Just check and make sure he's not doing anything. Okay, I have a dagger.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to... Can I call a shot where I want to stab him since he's on the ground?
Yeah, remember it's a minus 4 to hit, though. Called shots are take a penalty to hit.
All right, well, I want to stab him in the leg. Thigh.
Okay.
Upper leg.
Yeah, I understand.
So he cannot get up.
He can still get up.
It's just going to hurt.
Or it's just going to hurt like hell.
Oh, I missed.
What'd you roll?
I rolled a 5.
Oh, minus 4, yeah.
Even with a plus 6, I'm not going to hit him.
Is he in someone's car?
I don't even see it. Okay. Are your windows open?
Yeah, hang on 1 second.
Can you check the weather? It was supposed to rain tonight. While we're breaking into the bathroom.
Tried to stab him in the leg. Becca missed. It is now Lana.
Okay.
Did you just roll
a
1?
Natural 1.
Okay. I need you to re-roll that for me.
Okay, where do I put the...
Just mark it on the top of your sheet.
So do I erase the navy?
Yeah, there are storms moving too. Right now, most of them are north of us, but there's a blobby that's forming just in our general vicinity, right there.
Just showed up.
Did you roll another 1?
11.
Okay, you're fine.
We are.
You fumble your sword when you pull it out of the sheath to attack him. You drop it, so you're gonna have to pick it up. That's it.
Okay.
And we go back to the top. 24 thieves. Okay, Ingram, the thief you have.
Irritated, yes.
Yep. Proceeds
I'm
to
irritating.
Proceeds to advance on you and swing. What's your armor class?
10.
He hits you. Let's see. Bastard swords are 2d6, right?
Sounds about right.
I don't have my books with me, so I can't tell for sure. But he does... I'll reroll that since it fell off the table. He does 11 points of damage to you.
Okay.
Taking a very strong swipe from shoulder to hip.
How about thee?
Fighting defensively.
The thief in your room, as he's getting back up, pulling out a short sword, since he's actually getting up, he's in your what's called the threat range, so you get an attack of opportunity on him.
16.
That'll hit.
5.
He falls back down. He doesn't look like he's getting back up.
His own damn fault.
Meanwhile, in your room, a guy attempts to attack you. Well, you think it's a guy, you're not sure.
I hope it's a guy. It's not a guy? Whoa.
He misses.
It's not a guy. People want to watch. Sorry.
Oh my god.
Sorry. I did not say anything.
No, you were being good.
She was thinking it.
My wife was the one that was being dirty. Anyways, yeah. Ingram, it is your turn to retaliate.
I swing at him with my mighty foil and I get a 20 again.
Ouch.
Which is like a 29.
Jeez. Yeah, that hits. You're like, empathy!
Are you carving your initials in his chest?
Yes.
Nice. Come kill this one.
21 points of damage.
I'm putting a bullseye.
He's still standing.
He's a big man. I'm just saying. But now he has his initials
and now
carved in his... My initials carved in his neck.
Arrow in the back that
A.R.
stabbed here.
Ingram Rothdale.
Rothdale.
Sorry. That does not make him very happy.
I'm sure.
20. Anya.
On a bastard sword, it's D10, by the way.
D10? Okay. Now
right.
We know that for the future.
I am checking on her.
It's a great sword that's...
2d6. Okay. We'll remember that for the future. So he just got a really strong hit on you, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. He's a big man.
I'm checking on her.
Yeah, you come around the doorway, and there's a guy attacking her with a short sword. Well, you think it's a guy. They're kind of, you know, ambiguous underneath the billowy black clothing and the black mask.
Okay. If I do not have enough movement left to attack, I will get into a flanking position.
You have enough movement to get into a flanking position, but that'll be it.
Okay, that's what I'm doing.
Okay. Lana, you need to pick up the sword. That'll take up your action for the round.
Okay. Picking up my sword.
Back up to the top. The guy is like...
Is her buckler within range? She could grab her buckler.
Guy's like, you know, blood spurting out between his fingers as he looks at you.
I am fighting defensively as well, so... Give me at least a +2 to my AC.
Does a 23 hit you?
Yes.
Take another 9 points of damage.
You're the only one really fighting here.
We just keep knocking them down. Or if they knock themselves down.
All right. The thief in your room attempts to stabby again. What? I don't get this. I can roll like 18s and 19s on you, and I go to her and I roll 3s. Can someone please explain this to me?
She has a guardian.
You guys like
angel.
The ladies?
He's like, eh. You're here. He's like this.
She's in her
and
night.
I'm standing there with
she's
my hands
her
on
night
my...
shift. You know, maybe he's distracted.
Does she sleep in a night shift?
Well, she's not sleeping in her armor.
Well, yeah, but the question is, but never mind.
I'm assuming she does, because you know, bed bugs and all that.
Yeah, and yeah, you sleep with something on. You have to, otherwise you're going to get chewed apart. Mm-hmm. Anyways,
I'm in a nightshirt.
Yeah, because really no one wants to see that.
That gives me a plus.
I'm actually wearing
0.4 AC, I think.
Yeah. Pants.
So technically, my AC would be at right now fighting defensively is at 12.1.
Strong.
That's right.
Anyways, it's your turn to return attack.
Does a 21 hit his AC?
Yes.
Okay, so I don't crit on him, but I do swing and hit, doing max damage. Nice. 14 more points of damage.
He goes down with that one. You stab him in the chest and he goes down. He's like,
right in the
bullseye,
you
carved
him. That's why you put that in.
You stained my nightshirt!
He cut you from here to here, and you've got a big old gash in your side. Yeah, he could do a number on you. All right. Anya.
Gonna stab him in the back.
He did a number.
I hate stabbing him in the back, but I'm gonna do it, and I get her flanking bonus. Thank God, 16 again.
That'll hit.
Is that just for attack, or is that damage as well? That's just attack.
I have to do that.
9.
He's still standing. He churns in surprise at that.
Bastard.
He didn't even know you were there. Right, on to Lana. Now you're flanking him, and his back is turned to you, which means you can sneak attack.
Oh, she's a thief, isn't she?
Yes, she's a rogue. Which allows you to do an extra d6 of damage if you hit.
It's just if you hit, you do more damage.
You do an extra d6.
But you get a plus 2 to your attack.
Am I rolling this one?
Yes, you're rolling that to hit. And you get a plus 2 because...
Is that 7?
No, it's a 4.
Oh. I was like, what?
Okay. 4 plus...
Use that one because that guy hates you.
Plus 2. 9.
You miss.
9. Okay. Now what?
That's it.
Okay.
Yep. Back up to the top. He attempts to attack you.
Of course he does. Bring it!
I'm guessing a natural 20 does hit.
Yes, it does. Well, unless it would not hit for some reason. I'm immune to natural 20s.
You're not undead.
Or a construct. Or an elemental.
You take 16 points of damage.
Ugh.
As he hits you hard.
Son of a...
Right, Angram.
All right, I'm gonna pick up a chair and head up the stairs, intending to use the chair as a sort of a makeshift shield.
Nice.
When cool? I get up to the top of the stairs, I will assess the situation.
There's one guy left, and he's just hit Anya pretty damn hard. It looks like.
Right.
Evie, don't chew on that.
What is she chewing on?
The packaging for... Yeah,
it's probably my action to pick up the chair and go up the stairs, yeah. I'm thinking so. Once I get up to the top of the stairs, I go, oh, set the chair down and sit.
My turn. You're going to pay for that. Hopefully. Natural 20.
Just yell if you need any help.
Be sure to mark that you got a natural 20. Okay. Remember.
Yeah, I've got one.
You have two of them so far, Ethan.
Yes, it is. Amazingly.
Okay, and I get 2 times damage, not that I need it.
Be rolling once.
Yeah, I take up the slack for the natural 20s in that game. Add your strength modifier twice.
Whatever the modifier is twice on it. So.
What? My strength modifier is a plus 2, but I only get a plus 3. Or a plus 3, but a plus 2.
here? No, you have plus three. It's whatever.
No, it's a crossbow. It's oh, you don't whoops. Get any. You don't get any strength bonus to that. Yeah.
So I had plus six. Okay, to whatever.
So yeah, 18. Plus 18.
Yeah, you got him. Hair gurgles and falls to the ground.
I don't know why I can't. I need a highlighter. A different color.
Lovely!
Alright, search the bodies. There's gotta be some sort of...
There's a big one downstairs.
Yeah, you can have
I'll
that.
Go into my room and fetch some of our,
The guy laying on the floor in front of your room is not dead.
Yes, I know.
Well, oh, well.
In fact, as I'm going into my room, he's starting to get up. I'll step on him.
Uh-huh.
To push him back down. Then I go into my room, collect a few of our cure potions, and I go back out, stepping on him again. Are you wounded, my dear?
No.
No. Watch this one, would you? How badly are you hurt?
I took 16.
Alright.
Probably not as bad as you. I do have some potions for myself, so if you would like to tend to your...
What do cure moderates do again?
2d8 plus 3.
2d8 plus 3, that's right.
Are you looking at Boris?
Yeah.
And so
he's bummed because I dragged him in off the concrete.
So I don't have any cool...
He didn't even answer me when I went out there.
No, he won't. The only person he talks to when he's out in the garage is me.
Okay.
Makes Becca a little angry, too. She'll sit in the doorway and yell at him. He'll be right there in front of her, and he won't even respond.
How many cure moderates do you have? I only have cure lights.
I down a cure moderate and two cure light wounds potions.
I will drink one of my cure lights, which is just 1d8, right?
Plus one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes. Ouch, that hurt. Like, I believe we have one of the ruffians alive.
Oh, well, you're good at questioning, or?
We could question him, I suppose.
We should. Thank you.
Oh.
What's your diplomacy look like?
Plus two.
Okay, I'll question him.
I will go collect the big one.
What is yours? A six? You want to question?
Go back downstairs and search the big guy.
He's got a coin pouch on.
And then I'll wait for the innkeeper, whoever, at this point. He made quite a ruckus.
He's downstairs with a battle axe going, what happened here?
These men tried to break into our rooms. We caught them, and he ruined my nightdress.
Uh-huh. I can see that. Parts of you are showing that should not be shown to the human.
Oh, dear. I shall have to fetch my other nightdress. I'll take an assessment of how much is in this purse.
It's pretty heavy. It doesn't make a clunking sound, though.
And I'll hand him. I'll go over to the innkeeper and hand him like 10 gold, like for the trouble.
One plate of food.
For the trouble, we did. I did break a chair, and I did land on one of your tables. He did the other one. Delby, sorry, could you clean that up?
The town guard will clean it up when they come to find out what's going on.
Yeah, we have one of the ruffians alive, by the way. He's upstairs. Mm. Is it too late for a spot of tea?
Yes.
I'll go change in my other nightdress. No, as all my sisters point at the...
I don't charge enough for
the,
this.
The,
I don't
the big dead guy and go... This. Make sure he doesn't go anywhere, will you?
He's like in a puddle of blood that's rapidly expanding. I don't think he's going anywhere.
Yeah, it's an easy assignment. Go up the stairs. And I'll go change my nightshirt and I'll look in the
I don't
guy's
charge
pouch.
Enough for the food for this. I don't charge enough for the drinks for this.
Excuse me, ladies. My modesty is taking best of me. I'll be right back.
Are you questioning?
Yes.
Okay. He's going to change. On to you guys.
I'll also check what's in the bag, too.
A box.
How coherent?
A leaded box, actually.
How coherent is he?
He's fully awake. And he's looking at you guys very angrily.
Probably got credit goose egg on his head.
Who do you work for?
Give him hell, buddy. He just glares at you.
Do I have my dagger? Torture's not in me. You'll have to do it.
Okay, I put my sword to him. Answer a question.
Cut it. Cut him.
Cut off one of his toes.
Remind me never to be asked for information by either one of you people. He just glares at you both. Says something.
Kill him?
Yeah, he dee! And then goes like this. And starts spasming. And falls over dead.
He says something in Arabic?
It's the only thing I could think of. You don't recognize the language. You don't recognize the language.
Actually, since I know the town guard is coming, I will actually get fully clothed. So I'll be a little while.
Can I search the body?
Because I'll have to put on my perfumes and everything, too.
Yes, you're hoping there might be a female night guard, though.
Of course.
So he is frothing at the mouth. And
he's dead. There is foam and spittle stuff staining the front of the little mask he's wearing. And you can see it's starting to like, the actual is starting to stain really dark. Like, probably there's blood mixed in with it, too.
And I'm going to go put my clothes on. Should probably get dressed.
Okay. Getting dressed. Showering.
Waxing my mustache.
There is no shower.
Calling for a bath.
Yes, calling for a bath. There's blood off me.
I take a quick look in a mirror. Go ahead.
Is that the wind we hear too?
There's a storm headed this way.
Well, what's funny is, look out the window.
Yeah.
The trees aren't moving.
I think it's all thunder.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to see nothing.
See the vast sky of nothingness. Okay.
Right. Right. So that guy killed himself. So you come out of the room,
yes,
after getting all dressed, and there's another body in the hallway.
Anyway, dare I even ask?
I don't know. I'm putting clothes on.
Is anyone else in the hallway? Check him. Yes, he's quite dead.
Yeah. There's an odd looking stain on the mask on his face.
Do a quick pat down. Search the bodies up here. I know they've already searched them.
So. Look for
I'm looking for any markings or anything on them. So. And I will go. Put my seat back up, right, and sit and wait for the guard and wait for them.
He shows up in about 3 minutes. Comes in. Looks at the body, marches up the stairs, looks in the hallway, sees the
body. As he comes upstairs, of course, I'll stand up, just be polite. Hello, my good sir.
Shut up. Looks at the body, pulls off the mask of the one that has a weird stain, takes a little stick out of his pocket, and daubs it in some of the frothy stuff in the guy's face, holds the stick up, and watches the stick starts to smolder. Chucks it onto the body. Looks around. It's just you out in the hallway. They're still getting dressed. Goes, what happened here?
Oh, well, you see, my companions and I were having a nice restful evening, and these ruffians tried to break into our rooms.
Why would the Black Lotus want to break into your rooms?
I would have absolutely no idea. I don't even know who the Black Lotus are.
Where's everyone else?
My two female companions are getting dressed at the moment.
They need to be out here now.
Knock on her door first.
Yes.
Are you quite decent?
Just about.
The guard is here and would like to speak with you immediately.
1 minute.
Knock on your door.
Yep.
Are you decent, my dear?
Yes.
Please come out.
Okay.
The guard is here. Oh, my name is Angram Rothael. Pleasure to meet you.
And writes it down on a little pad. They have paper.
I see. Well, I'll see.
And the sly one will think, take me. Probably shortly mm-hmm. after she comes out is when I'll come
Lana.
Out.
Lana.
No fake names.
I have no reason to give a fake name.
I didn't do anything.
Oh, you really didn't. I stood there and watched.
Watch as you guys gutted everybody.
What's the problem here?
That's what I intend to find out. Where's the last one?
I'm already out. I came out shortly after she did. Right behind you.
Quietly. You're standing right behind him.
He's not even fazed.
How tall am I? Am I taller than him? I don't know. No. I'm not. I'm only 5'1".
This guy towers over
Ingrid. I didn't know I was so short. I glare right back at him.
He hasn't even turned around. I'm not looking at you.
Fine.
He just finished questioning her.
I'm glaring at the back of his head. Exactly.
Almost straight up. He's almost 6'8". So this guy is huge. Oh, that's what she's playing with. Okay, that's fine. He finally turns around. Looks down. Your name?
Anya Hayden. Yours?
I am the town guard. I don't believe I have to answer that question. What I am here to do is to find out what is going on here. Why are there Black Lotus trying to enter into your room?
Do I know who they are?
That's an excellent question.
You might,
though. Oh.
You make a knowledge local check.
Okay.
Who are the Black Lotus?
Yes, D20 plus whatever you have, knowledge local.
Excellent question.
13.
Who are the Black Lotus?
Black Lotus are assassins. They're pretty much regional for the northern area of the continent. Really big, nasty group of people.
Black Lotus.
Good question as to why they're trying to break into your rooms and kill you guys.
Are you answering my question or no?
That's what she knows.
I know, but I'm asking him.
Asking him what?
Who the Black Lotus are, because I have no idea.
They're assassins.
Yeah. Assassins. Okay. Assassins for who?
For hire.
Okay. Mm. So we need to find out who hired them.
What I want to know is why you killed them all.
Tried to save one.
I wasn't here for that one. I knocked this ruffian unconscious, and the others we had to kill in self-defense.
First one I killed was self-defense. The second one, he was attacked.
I could bring out some evidence. I do have my tattered nightshirt. Finest silk.
Looks like terry cloth to me.
Well, obviously you're not cultured.
Get us thrown in jail.
You might have to get yourself clapped in irons. Do you have anything on you that should have been announced at your debarkation from the boat?
Like what?
I don't know. Obviously there's some reason someone wants you dead. And you're bringing assassins into our town.
So they don't live here?
No, they don't live here. Well, these people are not local.
I don't know anything about them. Forgive me for appearing stupid.
We are merely travelers. We've been came in on one of the boats this afternoon on our way up north, right?
Yeah.
Up north. We have a 3-day stop over here. Getting off the boat, you know, resting in an actual bed. We hail from wherever the hell we came from.
A little town down north. Or down south. Cannot speak today. Little town down south.
And I don't know for the life of me why these gentlemen would be coming after us. Simpler travelers.
Evil is often drawn to good.
Yeah. We did,
Judging from the bodies laid out in the hallway, I'd hardly call you gentlemen and gentleladies good.
That is highly uncalled for. These ladies are quite appropriate ladies. I would not be traveling with them if they were not.
Any woman that's an adventurer is not an appropriate lady.
No,
I will take these notes down. I recommend that you stay out of around town. Stay here until it is time for you to leave, and then get back on your boat and leave. We do not like trouble here. And the last thing that we need to have is another hanging. So, I will have the bodies cleared out. You stay here in the inn. You don't travel around town. You don't talk to anybody. You don't do anything in town. Good night. Turns around and walks down the staircase and out the door.
Well, I think
lovely
we need
chap.
To question some people in the inn here about these black assassins.
Lovely chap.
Could be
only imagine he's only a man mother could love, I think.
I don't think
yes, let's get off the innkeeper.
You hear the innkeeper mother from downstairs. I don't even think his mother loves him.
Most likely not, just thinking optimistically if he even has a mother. Yes.
Probably ate her at birth. Well, he is part troll.
Mm-mm. That explains the nose.
Also explains the 7-foot tall height, too.
Oh, yes, there's that.
Or did you forget about that?
Yeah. I was more offended at them, paying horrible offense to these lovely ladies here. Quite rude. Definitely not a gentleman.
Nope.
Job requires or dictates that he's not.
Not a gentleman.
Can't be a gentleman if you're the town guard captain.
Yes.
I think we need to question anyone who we think might know something about why they were trying after us.
Great question.
I only know one thing, and I don't think it should be common knowledge.
No. It shouldn't be.
But
we should find out more information about this Black Lotus.
I'd be interested who would have hired them.
Yes, if someone is definitely has their eye on us. So how else would they know we are here?
Might have more trouble. And if we need any supplies, we'll have to find someone.
But what time is it?
Before dawn. Just before dawn.
Yeah, well, let us go down. Let us go down, have a word with the innkeeper, and keep a low profile here, and speak to the patrons, and try to gather some information about
disguises. Do you have any disguises?
We'll see if there's anyone strange that's been lurking about,
So we don't bring attention to ourselves.
I have a 3 in disguise.
You roll a d20 and add that to it.
She'll work on disguises. We can go talk to the innkeeper.
I don't disguise.
19.
Huh?
I'm far too pretty to disguise.
That's
right then. You can knock people over a while and we'll talk to the innkeeper.
I'll go talk to the innkeeper.
Well, considering you don't have an actual makeup kit, do some stuff with the hair.
She can make us look.
Change a few of the features with a charcoal pencil.
Unobtrusive.
Make yours look different.
That's thunder.
Subdued, Less noticeable.
I know what this calls for. I think.
Good. And I go downstairs.
I will follow.
Innkeeper's finally is fully dressed now. And it's
terribly sorry for all the ruckus.
Apparently, we get to stay here for the next 2 days.
Oh, did he tell you not to leave the inn?
Yes. Very rude gentleman. Yeah. Not even a gentleman.
Well, we hate to bring more trouble on you.
Yes, terribly sorry.
For whatever reason.
That's all right. I'll just press him for covering the charges since he's forcing me to stay here.
I believe that's fair. Oh, do you serve breakfast here?
Yes. We are a full inn.
That is magnificent. We would, of course, like 3 of your finest breakfasts. Mm. Some lovely...
7 silver apiece.
Some lovely cider for the morning, I think is good. Some cider, if you, of course, have any. Perhaps a little information, or if you could steer us towards someone who has some information.
About?
Well, it appears we may need some information on this Black Lotus.
His face pales. I don't know anything about them.
He says, but I know of them.
Yes, apparently they've heard of us as well.
Can you tell us anything about what you've heard?
They do not stop tracking someone until they kill them.
Okay, so that's bad.
And if you guys are marked by the Black Lotus, you're dead people walking. Says that's all I know about them. They've never failed.
I've never come here before.
Assassinating people. No, but I'm not from here. I figured I would take over this inn in town. You know, traveling on my way, because I figured since, you know, it's the only inn right next to a port of call that everybody stops and does layovers at, I could make a very handsome sum off of overcharging river guests.
Yes. Quite a lucrative business,
I'm surprised you admitted that to us, but I don't blame you.
Well, I just told you guys, for the food, 7 silvers, which is a hell of a lot less than the 10 gold you paid for dinner.
I thought it was because it was breakfast.
I did too.
Well, you guys killed a bunch of people, and you managed not to completely, totally trash his inn. He's very
and
pleased
plus
about
I,
that.
Plus, I gave him several gold pieces to pay for the trouble.
Yeah, you actually remunerated him for damaged property, which is something he's not used to either.
And I didn't kick in my door or anything like that. The rooms are still fine.
Except for her door.
Yeah. He just needs to pop up a little
opened
bit.
She opened the door, and he backed up, and then he kicked the door open.
So he didn't have to break the hinge or anything.
He just kicked it open so he could attack her.
Well, we hate to be an undue burden to you, sir.
If we need to purchase supplies, is there someone we could go through, hire to go get us anything in town, in the little town that is here?
Well, you tell me what you need, and I'll talk to the general store. He can bring over any items of interest that he thinks you guys might like. Pretty much he's a traveling, he kind of travels along with a cart anyways.
Yes.
Because there's several outlying towns that don't have any sort of general goods store, and he travels to them on regular occasions.
I do believe a change of attire will be necessary. Sadly, I will have to... I should have to forego my usual accoutrement.
And I'd like to get my hands on some more potions, if possible.
Yeah. I'm sure if he has any healing potions, they will be exorbitantly expensive. Remember, we are a small town.
And is there a tailor?
You know, I honestly don't know if he's still alive.
Yeah.
I will.
Or do you know any? We could use some change of clothes. You know, people roughly our size be willing to part with some old. In my case, some nicer things.
I'll send out and see if the tailor's still alive. He's an old gentleman. Apparently, he made fine clothes though.
Yeah.
Everybody in the town. There were several tailors at one point in time, but everybody in town always went to this one gentleman, so...
Oh. Well, I think a change of clothes would be good. Yeah. And, of course, we should... If you would be so kind as to check on that for us, we will, of course, compensate you for your time.
I appreciate that.
And your hospitality.
Oh, thank you.
We'll try to wear low. Mm-hmm.
We should probably,
Well, they know where we are.
Yes. We should probably do what we can to change our appearance a bit.
But we don't want to ruin...
Well...
Do what we can to change our appearance, change our clothes...
The innkeeper says, I've actually got the problem fixed with the whole them knowing where you're at. And now that I know someone is after you, I'll just activate the ward stone.
Ward stone? That's nice.
It wards the house from people with malicious intent.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, that's fabulous.
You don't think I just hoard all this money I make off of the passerbys?
You're smart in your investments.
Yes, wise investments, sir.
I ventured for 30 years before settling down here. I should know a little bit.
I envy your wife.
Yes, I thought I saw a few notches on that axe of yours.
Quite a few. Mm. Bella's got a lot of notches.
Yes. We should also think of,
My name is Piotr, by the way.
Piotr? Let me meet you, Engram Rothale. Speaking of names, we should probably think of other names to give in the meantime. You know, go under aliases of some kind. Make it at least a little harder for them to find us.
Right, I'll get right on that.
Well, the rumors I've heard are true.
It doesn't matter what you change your names to. It doesn't matter how you actually disguise yourselves. They will have locked on to
magic?
Via magic, and they will know where you're at all times.
Mm. Aside from your Wardstone.
Wardstone doesn't block them from being able to see you. Wardstone just blocks them from being able to break in and try to kill you.
Mm. Yes. Perhaps it would be good if we investigated a possible way of blocking any kind of magical...
So you're looking for Obscura.
Yes, thank you. I'm not... I don't study
magic. You're not magically
magics.
Inclined.
Definitely not... Far too many weird...
I used to have a traveling companion that was very good with magic. Mm. And so I learned a lot of stuff, but myself, about the most I can do for hurling anything is hurling obsidiany, so.
Yes. They're quite good at that, too. Oh.
Right. I'll take your word for it. I'll try to refrain from getting obscenities hurled at me.
Probably wise.
So we need, that's what we need, and we need to look into some sort of obscura while we're traveling. Anything that will make it harder for them to track us and hunt us down, of course. And, of course, none of us should go off on our own at any time. At least one of us should be with everyone else at the same time. Keep our eyes on each other, obviously.
Good plan.
Yeah.
I think maybe we should talk to some of the people who come in to make sure they don't see it. Maybe they're seeing stuff going on outside the inn.
We could get, for just an added protection, we can get ourselves some signal whistles in case we do get out of sight and one of us gets into trouble. Blowing the whistle. Not much, but it's something.
I would not recommend leaving the inn while you're here, while you're in town. Just because outside my inn, the wardstone doesn't work.
Yes.
So.
Well, after a few days, we will have to leave the inn to get to our ship.
I understand that, but in the interim.
Mm-hmm.
So, had you ever seen any of these people before? Any of these assassins?
I've never angered anybody enough to have assassins sent after me, so
well,
no.
Not necessarily were
there,
after you.
Were there any strange fellows lurking about of late? Asking questions, nothing like that?
The way they work, they're very heavily magic-based, so what they do usually is they pop in and then kill the people, and then they use a recall stone to go home.
All magic. Yeah.
Mm. We should check on the boat. Somebody check on the boat.
Our other traveling companion.
Yes, another traveling companion is still on the boat. And also, we don't want any harm to befall our traveling transport. I hate it for horrible things to happen to people that just give us a ride here and there.
Or the horses.
There he is.
So, should we do that, or should we send someone to do that?
Well, we shouldn't leave the inn, so we should send someone for that.
Hang on. He says something in a language you don't recognize. And a young boy pops his head out the door, says something back, Wokwadis? And guy says something back to him. And he goes, Yabo, and then leaves.
Yabo.
Yep. Starts just runs up the door. Yabo. No. Yabo is what he said, but the word you're thinking of is Yabo. Slightly different. He runs off the front door. About 5 minutes later, he comes running back, out of breath, says something to the guy. How many people were your friends that were on the boat?
Just one.
One was our companion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently there was a woman that was kidnapped off the boat last night. Okay, we're going to pause here for station identification.
Game Gamers Attic Attack. We have dice of every stripe, any color scheme and shape you can imagine. Exclusive dice, gold-plated dice, blank dice, label dice, cheat dice, D8 ability dice, crystal dice, time dice within dice dice, and jumbo foam dice for when you feel the inescapable urge to pelt your fellow players or annoying commercial announcers. And that's just a few of them. We sell enough dice to form a high-intensity plastic bridge from the Earth to the Moon. What's more, any order over $30 gets $3 off when you use the coupon code RADIO. Who wants a set?
I do.
Who else?
Me.
Anyone else?
Why are you ignoring me?
I'm not ignoring you. I'm cutting you off.
What?
You order a new set every day.
So?
Is there a 12-step program for Diceaholics? Because you, sir, have a problem.
That's really strange of you to say.
Green frosted, red speckled, violet glitter, blue translucent. You couldn't say no to these beauties if you wanted to.
I'm not an addict. I could stop collecting marbles anytime I like.
Marbles? You haven't been buying marbles this whole time. You've been buying dice.
That explains why I keep losing the marbles tournament. Those 4- and 6-sided marbles aren't really all that great for rolling.
You're not only a dice junkie, you're dumb, son. Dumb.
So can I get a set?
What'll it hurt? Sure.
Woohoo! Marbles!
Remember, folks, use the coupon code RADIO to get $3 off any order over $30 at GamersAttic.com.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. You can find us on the web at www.canadiancrusaders.com. The Gamers Haven Podcast is a member of the Vorpal Network at www.vorpalnetwork.com. Gamers Haven and Thousand Monkey Productions are copyright 2008 and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Stop by our website to check out our actual play feed, fill out our feedback guest book, or hit us on the forums. Music on the show is used with permission by Joe Hero Band, www.joehero.com. And this has been a Thousand Monkeys production.
Friday night and we're headed for the drive-in. You were mad at something you thought I said. Thought I'd